Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I've been thinking lately about, well, I got an email a while back from a guy whose name escapes me at the moment, but he wrote me and was saying, well, he was asking what I thought about those who wanted to stay unmarried for their entire life. Because he was saying he can't see himself settling down, and I think he said he was 38. I was what, 33 or so, 34 when I got married. Well, technically, when I got married, we've been married, I think, 15 years, but we've been together for, let me think here, we've been together for about 16 years, and we've been married for, legally married for something like 13 years. So he was asking, what did I think about it? And people think that because you're in Thailand and the availability of women seems to be so high, and that it's a place where you don't need to get married. Now, I have to say that last week I read an article about a survey done by Pew Surveys, and they said that far less people are married at the age of 25 now than in past decades. And that doesn't surprise me. People are living longer, first of all, and people they want their freedom a little bit longer, or their so-called freedom. Being married does not, in my opinion, does not necessarily mean that you have no freedom. If that's what marriage is, then I wouldn't be married, because I have pretty much all the freedom that I want. Sometimes I've got to take care of my kids, or I've got to do something for my wife, or something like that, that perhaps gets in the way of something that I would like to do. But the thing is in life, you've got responsibilities, and as you grow older, if you get married and if you have children, you have more responsibilities, and thus you have less available time to do things that you want. So, it's a difficult question for me to ask or answer, excuse me, because I'm neither for or against marriage. I think that if you're going to have children, call me old-fashioned, but I think you should be married. If you're not, I don't think it's a big deal. But personally, I think being married when you have children is better for several reasons. One of which the legal aspects, and the other is, I don't know, I just feel like if you're married and then you say, "I'm your father, this is my wife," the terminology used with your children. Although they probably don't even care, but I don't know. Like I said, just call me old-fashioned. I think that if you're going to have children, you should be married. And that's not to say that just because you're going to have children, you need to get married. I certainly don't believe that. It's a very interesting question, because I do know someone who lives here in Thailand who he's quite wealthy. When I used to hang out with him, he wasn't very wealthy. He's fluctuated. His income has fluctuated over the years, and I haven't spoken to him in quite some time. But he's quite wealthy. Drives a Ferrari. He owns office buildings. He owns all kinds of stuff. And he had a girlfriend, and he still cheated on her. Which, whatever. It's not as accepted or tolerated here as some people may like to believe. But he broke up with his girlfriend, bought her a car, bought her a house, and then he broke up with her. That was part of the deal in breaking up, and she was fine with it. She was like, "Hey, whatever you want." And I think that a lot of Thai women, they feel like, well, what am I going to do if the guy doesn't want to be with me? Fine, whatever. Some may go off and get psychotic, and some may not. But she didn't. He took care of her when he split up with her. And he's got a couple different go-go dancers that stay with him or live with him part-time. And, you know, they run around the house naked, and, you know, he's got a handful of them. And while I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing, I don't know. You know, I mean, for me, what I said to the guy in the email that I responded with was that for me, I was kind of out of control. I mean, I would go out and just think, I'd say, yeah, make more money. You know, I'll pay this chick and I'll go out with this one and go out with that one, and I'll run around, and, you know, if I get drunk and get into a fight, or if I get into trouble, or if I have a problem with some girl, you know, whatever, I'll work it out. I don't care. Which is not the way that, you know, it's not the brightest way to go through life. You want to go through life, in my opinion, with as few troubles as possible. You want to, I like smooth sailing, you know, low profile, under the radar, smooth sailing. You don't have any problems. You don't have any drama. I can't stand excessive drama. And I see quite a few people who are shacked up with bar girls or a bar girl, where they've got a girlfriend and then they've got different girlfriends on the payroll, and they have nothing but problems. And you know, for me, when I met my wife, first of all, I cared about her, and second of all, I cared about her like I didn't care about anybody else. And I don't know why, but just for some reason. And she cared about me. And, you know, eventually what usually happens, and what I told this guy, is that most women who are quality women, and I'm not saying there are no quality women who just want a little fun in the sack. But most quality women who are looking for a long-term relationship are not going to let you run around with everything and stick your dick in everything that moves. It just doesn't work that way most of the time. Sure, there are people who are open, and there are, you know, women that may not care. But what I found, especially in Thailand, is the women that will let you do that are the women who they want to make sure they're getting paid. They're more concerned about the money than they are about you. And for me, you know, I've been up and down financially and many other ways. And one thing that I can say is my wife is stuck by my side. Now, I don't know that there are a lot of women in Thailand who are with a slightly older man who are going to stick with them through thick and thin, even if the guy is out nailing everything that moves. So for me, you know, once I met my wife and I settled down a little bit and I realized, hey, I'm going to lose this girl if she's not going to be involved in my life anymore. She's not going to be part of my life. I wanted her in my life. So in my mind, I thought, you know, listen, I've had my fun. I've had a good run. I've been with far more women than people might expect. And one thing that strikes me as odd is that, you know, and I kind of understand, but and it's usually coming from young people, but when you see an older guy like me, and okay, I'm no George Clooney. I'm an older guy. And I've aged. I've lost my hair. I've put on a little weight. You know, I've whatever. Okay. You know, I got wrinkles. And, you know, I'm not having plastic surgery, and I never will. But one thing is that when you, especially if you're on a TV show or you're on YouTube or something like that, people forget that when you're young, or when a person is young, they tend to physically look better than when they're older. And so when I was younger, I looked, in my opinion, I looked better than I look now. I was young. I didn't have any wrinkles. I was fit. I had a six-pack. I was this. I was that. And I had my share of women. And I'm happy that I went through that. Now, some of the things that I did, I kind of think now, I wish I wouldn't have done that, or maybe I could have done things a different way or something like that. But, you know, I got no regrets. I mean, I sowed my oats 10 times over, and maybe that's what the problem is in the U.S. and around the world, where people are getting divorced all the time, is they don't sow their oats. They don't have their fun. They don't run around and see what they like and what they don't like and see what kind of person they're compatible with. They just hook up with some girl, they sleep with them, and for some reason the girl gives them a little something extra. They've been with two or three girls in their life, and they say, oh, this one, I think this is the one. And then after 5 years, 10 years, the girl's not the same. She gets older. So I think that if you get married when you're a little bit older, and I'm saying, and even Thais get married older now, I think if you get married around 30 or 35 or something like that, that's about the perfect time, in my opinion, because you're more mature than, say, if you're 22 or 25 or 26. When you're 25 or 26, you're still, at least as a man, I was thinking to myself, hey, you know, I'm going to go out in this club and I'm going to see if I can pick a girl up. I'm going to see what happens tonight. Or I'm going to go out with my buddy to a friend's house and there's a little party there, and I wonder if there's any women there, and I wonder if I can hook up. And when I think about it that way, it makes perfect sense. If, you know, some people, they get married when they're young, or in the past have gotten married when they're young, and I mean 17, 18, 20, 22. And then by the time they're 35, they're a different person, and they end up splitting up, you know. And one thing that, every once in a while, I'll look up people on the internet that maybe I remember. They just pop into my head. Maybe something happens in the day where I go, hey, yeah, what about that when that happened? When I played football, or when I was in school, or when I was living here, or something like that. Something will pop into my head, and then I'll think of a person or people. And every once in a while I'll do searches on the internet and see, I'll Google the person and see if I can find them, like on Facebook or somewhere else. And I have found a few people, quite a few people actually. I found a girl from high school who was very, very cool, who I liked a lot in high school. We were good friends, and we just kind of just went our separate ways. And I found her. I found a girl that I had a crush on in seventh grade. You know, when I was like, well, how old would that make me? About 12 years old, 13 years old. I took her to a dance, and I didn't know anything about dancing or anything like that. I just wanted to go with her, and I thought she was very cute. And she grew up to be a pretty hot looking woman. But, you know, I also found a buddy who I hadn't talked to in about 20 years, and I've been talking to him lately, and he's getting older, and he's a plumber, and he's having problems because he's got arthritis and he can't physically do the things that he used to be able to do. But there was one girl that I went out with before I came to Thailand, even years before I came to Thailand. Her name was Cynthia. And her name popped in my head, and it's been popping in my head over the years once in a while. And I would look on the internet and I could never find her. And the other day I looked her name up, and she popped up, and I couldn't get any information on her. So what I did remember was her mother and father's names. And so I looked up their names, and then I found out what had happened was that, I don't know exactly how, but she passed away. Now, I don't know if it was an accident or an illness or drugs, or I have no idea. And personally, I kind of would like to find out, but I doubt I will, but it made me think about how I was when I was with her when I was younger and how I am now. And she was a good-looking woman. She's a good-looking girl. She was a couple years younger than me, about 4 years younger than me. And I saw her when I was about 25 years old. She was about 21. And she was not ready to settle down, and I wanted her as my girlfriend. And I pushed her. You know, I pushed her to be my girlfriend. And we went for about 3 years. We went back and forth where we would see each other, and then we'd break up. We wouldn't see each other for a couple months, and then we'd see each other, and I would tell her, well, you know, come on, you know, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. And, no, I'm not really ready, and I just didn't get it. And now looking back, I think, you know, what was I thinking? How, you know, what kind of guy was I? I mean, I can understand why she was the way she was to me sometimes, because now I'm older and I see these things more clearly. But that's the thing, is when it comes down to, do you get married, do you not get married? Now, if this guy's 38, I think, okay, you know, you're old enough. I mean, you know, maybe if you haven't sowed your oats, sow your oats. But nothing, there's nothing in writing that says you must get married. So if you feel comfortable being alone or having girlfriends or whatever, I think personally there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not like one of these people who thinks, you know, is going to be bugging my kids. You know, hey, when are you going to make me a grandfather? You know, when are you going to get married? And that's not going to happen. Because I think it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It's whatever the person wants. And there's a lot of people out there, religions, especially religious people, especially that feel like, you know, oh, you've got to get married and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And I just don't buy it. So anyway, for now, that's all I got. But until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chokdi, lat jerkin mine.